Hurricane Milton has moved into the Atlantic Ocean after cutting a path of destruction across the U.S. state of Florida. At least 5 deaths have been reported, hundreds of homes are destroyed, and power has been cut to over 3 million people. Around 9,000 National Guard personnel and 50,000 electricity grid workers have been deployed in Florida, ready to assist with rescue and recovery as well as power outages. But Governor Ron DeSantis says it wasn't the worst-case scenario.
So doesn't mean there's not going to be a lot of damage, doesn't mean there's not going to be a lot we're going to have to contend with, but just in terms of what we were prepped for, I think that we probably have an abundance of resources. My sense is we'll probably be able to release a lot of the search and rescue resources that we've had on hand very soon, and then just get back to getting everybody back online with power.